see if I can use all 12 elements. All right, how many elements do we have? We got 1s, 2s, 3s, 4s, 6, 8, 12, and 16. That's 8 elements. Times 2, because they're equivalent. That's at 16 elements. See if I can use all 16 elements. I don't know if I can or not. But see if I can do it. Like, see if you can hear... Try and hear what I'm doing, and then I'm going to poll you to see if we used all 16. So, like, 1, 2, 3... Did I do it? I might have gotten all 16 rest. I don't think I got all 16, but I definitely got the 8 positives, if not the 8 negatives, right? Right? Is this cool? So that's a tall order. So I'm not just going to leave you carte blanche and say, okay, go ahead and do that. There's more specific ways I could guide you guys to do that. So one way is to pick 2 elements and randomly juxtapose them. So we're going to poll you guys. Pick 1 of the 8 elements. 1s, 2s, 3s, 4s, 6s, 8s, 12s, or 16s. Right now, pick 1 of them.
8s.
All right, you picked 8s, and then pick something different besides 8s.
4s.
All right, so that's pretty easy. So you're going to do like maybe 1 bar of each or 2 bars of each. So it would be 2, 3. If you do 8s first... some rests as well. So now it's eighths and eighth rests. You know, some combination of that. Let me hear some of that. You'll all be playing different stuff, of course. Also clarify in the example, do only a whole bar of eighths and eighth note rests, and then a whole bar of quarters and quarter note rests, so we can keep track of whether you're on or not. Right? Like, let me demonstrate again. The eighths first and then quarters. Almost forgot there for a second.
Okay, I can't demonstrate.
You could go longer. You could go 2 bars each if that's too close together. Somebody's got it right there. 2, 3, go ahead, try it. Not bad at all. Good job. And if that's too, if it's too tight for you, like if you're working on it at home, then make it 2 bars or even 4 bars. So you got plenty of time. Four whole bars, let me just demonstrate. 4 whole bars of 8th and 8th rest, and then 4 whole bars of quarters, you could definitely do that. Right? So... Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pick another 2. So, you haven't picked yet. Pick any of the, how many elements we got? 8?
1.
Did you pick 1? Okay, now it's back to you.
12.
You got 1 and 12, okay? So, we could, since 1 is not much, we can leave it at 1 and 1. So we got a bar of 1 and a bar of... Or a bar of 0, really, because you could have a whole note rest. And then any 12. So demonstrating. You know, I'm doing triplet rests as well in there, right? Or you could do 2, 3, 4, and then. Just play all three. You know, I'm making it hard by doing the rest, but okay, try it. 40. 2, 3, and then. 2, 3. Good, let's do another round. Whose turn is it? The next choices we got is 6 and 3. So at least they're related, you know. See if I can do it. It'll be. Keep the 6 in your mind for the 3s, just count 1, 3, and 5 if you would. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1. I rushed it, my bad. One more time. I'll get one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1. I rushed it again. Hang on, sorry. 2, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. Try with the takidimi. I think that's much easier, but whatever. I think it's easier than what we were doing a minute ago. Let me do it with my mouth shut. So. I think it's easier, except I rush it right there. But they're more locked in than they were, I think, the old way. That's a tough one. One more? I said that was going to be the last one, but that was a tough one. Another idea is to pick 2 adjacent ones. Like if you pick 4 and 6, for example, that's fun in and of itself. Like, so I'm picking this one, so. Triplets. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, some getting used to. But if you put a group, just one little finale, we're over time a little bit. But one little finale. Keep in mind, this is all, you know, one key, one scale, not embellishing at all. We're not using hammer-ons to pull off string bending, vibrato, none of that stuff. We're just straight, and we're only in one position of a scale. And we have endless, infinite variety. There's probably some mathematical combination limit of, it'd be like a factorial thing. Like, we have 16 combinations, so I think the ultimate number of combinations would be 16 times 15. Isn't this how factorial works? I'm no mathematician, but mm-hmm. maybe 16 times 15 times 14 times 13, mm-hmm. etc. That's how many possibilities there are. You could easily spend several days before you hit them all, or maybe weeks, I don't know. But if the lads are grooving here, so let me get my tempo back on so I can do it at the tempo that we were doing it. Give us some rhythmic variety. Who wants to go first? All right, we'll go in this direction, okay?